welcome to The Logstat, the Army's premier podcast on all things sustainment, where we analyze new developments, discuss current trends, and forge the path ahead for the next generation of sustainment soldiers. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Logstat. I'm your host, Captain Garrett Pyle. On today's episode, we're going to be walking through a recently updated, or should I say, newly created doctrine that provides a framework for commanders, staffs, and soldiers at all echelons in understanding of responsive, integrated, synchronized, continuous, timely, and accurate human resource, HR support, to build and maintain combat power and support of multi-domain operations through the two core competencies of manning the force and providing HR services. I'm talking about Field Manual FM 4-1, Human Resources Support from September 2025. Now, I'm not going to spoil anything else for you. I'll leave that for my guest today, Master Sergeant David Minder, to provide all the details on this new FM for the sustainment community. Master Sergeant David Minder joined the Army in 2007 as a 42 Alpha Human Resources Specialist. His previous assignments include Fort Bragg, Bomb Holder, Fort Knox, South Korea, Fort Jackson, Fort Carson, U.S. Southern Command, and Washington, D.C., with deployments to the United Arab Emirates. He has both a Bachelor of Science and Master of Science degree in Homeland Security and Emergency Preparation from the Thomas Edison State University, a Master of Science degree in Criminal Justice from the University of Louisville, a Graduate Certificate in Advanced Business Analytics from the University of South Carolina, and is currently pursuing a Doctorate in Business Administration. He has been awarded the Major General Horatio Gates Bronze Medal and the Colonel Robert L. Manning Achievement Medal. He currently serves as the AG, Adjutant General, Career Proponent, NCO. I'm so excited to have you on the show today, Master Sergeant. Welcome.
Hey, sir. I'm happy to be here.
So, I know talking about doctrine can be dry sometimes, but I am excited today to really get into this new one, especially because, and we'll get into it later, like, hey, this used to be FM 1.0. Now we're saying, hey, Human Resources, FM 4.1. So, he's still trying to get used to that now. But before we even get into this, this new FM, can you walk us through like this Army doctrine hierarchy, those relationships between Army doctrine publication, the ADPs, the field manuals, FMs, and Army techniques publication ADPs?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can. So how it starts is the Army's doctrinal publications are organized into a hierarchy with the Army doctrine publications, ADPs, at the top, followed by field manuals or FMs, and then the Army Techniques Publications, ATPs. Here's kind of the relationship of how they're broken down. The Army Doctrine Publications, they provide the fundamental principles that guide the actions of the military forces. ADPs are the foundational layer of doctrine. For example, you have ADP 4.0, which is sustainment, establishes the overall principles for logistics, personnel services, and healthcare support. Then you have field manuals, which is, you know, kind of the next level down. It provides more detailed doctrine and techniques. They explain how the Army executes the principles outlined in the ADPs. They are the premier source of tactics and procedures. An example is FM 4-1, Human Resources Support, which details the execution of HR support across the forces. And then finally, you have Army Techniques Publications, ATPs. These are the most detailed publications providing specific techniques and procedures for accomplishing particular missions and or tasks. ATPs offer non-prescriptive ways to perform missions, functions, and tasks, and they're not directive. We're currently working to rewrite and kind of establish our new ATP that goes in line with FM 4-1, which is going to be ATP 4-1.1. That'll be coming in the next 6 to 12 months based on, the doctrinal process. So in essence, you have ATPs that provide you the why, the FMs that provide the what, and the ATPs to explain the how.
So, wow. First of all, nice. We got a little insight into some upcoming doctrine that's kind of getting worked through the chain. So that's always neat to see how, hey, maybe 6 to 12 months, we're getting some more stuff. But I think that was a nice, good breakdown that you did on describing how each one is getting, you know, that how, that what, that why, on what, and this, that whole relationship, because that's what's key. Is I know people, we can get overwhelmed sometimes with all the doctrines. Like, which one do I go to? There's just so many different things. But it's good now that we have that good understanding, because that's before we needed that as we get into today, especially because, I mean, we have this new one that we're talking about, FM 4-1, which is modernizing human resources support. So why did FM 1 or 4-1 replace FM 1-0 when it comes to human resources support? And why was there a need for an update?
So great question. You kind of started to, explain it in the intro, right? So FM1 was our own field manual. With the way doctrine is changing, we rolled ourselves under sustainment. So what we did is we aligned with the Army's evolving operational environment to better integrate HR support with other sustainment functions. The update was necessary to reflect the shift towards large-scale combat operations and to ensure that HR support is planned, coordinated, and executed in a way that directly contributes to the commander's objectives and overall lethality of the force. Previously, FM1 or FM1-0 was more narrowly focused on HR as a separate function. So what we did was, since we all fall under sustainment, we're all sustainment warfighters, we integrated, by creating 4-1, integrated into the broader sustainment warfighting functions as outlined in ADP 4-0.
By doing this, you guys, you know, you simplified it. Now it's modernized now for the new challenges that we're going to be kind of facing. So with that, can you kind of walk us through some of those key enhancements? And kind of elaborate more, like, that, you know, really help out getting after, like, why there really was an update with these key enhancements that we have now?
Yes. So several key enhancements to the Army's HR support doctrine. So integration into the sustainment warfighting function was one of the key things, right? The most significant change is the full integration of HR support into the sustainment warfighting function. This ensures that HR professionals are not just supporting personnel, but they are active participants in planning and executing operations to achieve the commander's intent. That was the big one, right? And then the focus on large-scale combat operations, or LSCO, as it'll be referred to throughout. The new manual specifically tailored to the challenges providing HR support in a LSCO environment. This includes a greater emphasis on mobility, survivability, and the ability to operate in a contested environment. You kind of laid out some of the new core competencies that FM 4-1 introduces. So we updated our core competencies to better align with the demands of modern warfare. Not saying the other ones, you know, weren't important from FM 1.0, but as doctrine changes, as landscape changes, we have to change the way we fight. So we still have man the force, and this is activities related to personnel manning, readiness. We got provide HR services. This includes essential services like casualty liaison, postal operations, and MWR. And then coordinate personnel support encompasses the broader support activities that we do, ensuring soldiers and their families are taken care of. And then we update a little bit in the HR planning and operations, the integration of HR into the military decision-making process and operational planning. And then something big, you know, since IPSE came online, and then you got Army Vantage, we put an emphasis on data and technology with the importance of data-driven decision-making and the use of modern HR systems to provide that information. This allows commanders the ability to make decisions quicker, easier, and it's easier to kind of understand for them.
So you mentioned at the beginning, as we're going kind of through these key enhancements, that having it being separate, it was separating HR from sustainment. Where in reality, they are part of sustainment. So now it really integrates all our operations more efficiently. I mean, is that correct in saying that?
Yes, that's correct.
So, and I like that by doing that, I'm not, kind of looking through that, or this new FM, it does provide some new clarification on some stuff. As we talked, you just mentioned some when it comes to manning the force, you know, especially when it comes to provide HR services. Can you kind of like walk us through some of those, like when it comes to like, you know, so it has what, postal operations under there, army band operations, you know, what all is in that umbrella?
Sure. So we have casualty operations, postal operations, MWR. MWR also includes the band. And with the band, for those of you who don't know in the sustainment community, the band kind of acquired a new mission over the last, I'd say 6 to 12 months. So they will essentially be supporting casualty operations in a LISCO environment. So they are also evolving as we are.
So when you said they're going to be assisting with casualty operations in LISCO, do we see that happening?
As of right now, we kind of see it as just extra personnel to kind of handle the potential estimated casualties in a LISCO environment. So there'll be more of a, you know, the commanders will have the ability to swing additional personnel from the band to support this warfighting function.
Now, is that be like helping with mortuary affairs?
So it'll be more of the entries into the casualty systems like DCIPS, accountability at role 3 medical institutes, things like that.
Okay. So more of like an administrative side, helping with the processing.
Yes, sir. As of right now.
Okay. And that's a good, I can see this as an opportunity to take a function as the band and just really, I mean, that's increasing their skills and their skill set into LISCO, because I mean, LISCO is going to, you know, bring a entirely new set of challenges that have not been used to during the war on terror. So it's interesting to be able to see how HR and just, you know, that whole realm is adapting, you know, finding new ways to just increase your guys' lethality across the board. Is there anything else that's changed? Like anything from this, like with postal operations or anything like that?
So there's potential changes coming with support of postal operations. Nothing of which can be addressed as of yet.
Okay. And that's perfectly fine. You know, I know things are always changing, and that's part of, you know, we'll talk about later, is like, hey, regulations, doctrines are always updating, just like, you know, to meet the new challenges of what's occurring in the world. Continuing on with, you know, how this FM's been updated. When it comes to like the lethality part of it, how can those like outside of the human resources realm like use FM41 to increase the lethality of their formations?
So sustainers outside of the HR realm can use FM4-1 to understand how HR support is integrated into the overall sustainment plan and how it contributes to the lethality of their formations specifically. So I'll lay out a couple, you know, sustainment functions where they can see it, right? So you have medical personnel can coordinate with HR professionals on casualty tracking and reporting, ensuring that their soldiers receive the care they need and that their status is accurately reported. Transportation officers can work with HR teams to plan movement of personnel, including individual replacements and detainees. Logisticians can better understand the personnel requirements and constraints that will impact their ability to move people, supplies, and equipment. For example, knowing the personnel strength of the organization will inform the planning for fuel, rations, and other classes of supply. It will also provide a common operating picture when pairing personnel with equipment and transporting them to units in support of replacement operations. So that's three, you know, that I can lay out almost immediately.
Okay. And that's a key aspect, is like people need to always realize that in the world of sustainment, we touch a lot of different things. Like there are so many different facets in the sustainment community. And I like to just how you're able to, you know, walk us through how human resources integrates with the other aspects of sustainment very clearly, and especially how we can use them when it comes, especially, you know, comes to the tracking, and when it comes to large scale combat operations, like, you know, when it comes to replacements, and it goes through that, or detainees. Those are things that people need to be aware of. And then while we need to jump into those who are outside of the human resources realm to get into this new FM4-1 to kind of learn how these, how they function, how they operate these different assets of human resources. And as I know, we talked about the band, we talked about the postal services. We just talked, you know, we've got into some with the AG Corps as, you know, as a whole. There's so many different aspects of it that we're going to be integrated. We're always integrated with, you know, me being a logistician is, you know, going to be integrated with have to understand, especially as, you know, you go up in rank, if someone's a battalion commander, they need to know how, and they have postal service connected to them, they need to be able to know how to apply them or how to employ them. If they have these different units attached to them, like how can we utilize them? Especially now, as you just mentioned before, and we already talked about, hey, this, the Army band is now getting a new function to assist with casualty operations during the LISCO. People need to be aware of that, especially in higher leadership roles, so they know how to utilize those capabilities on the battlefield. And I just know there's a lot, you know, we can continue to get into. I know one thing that you mentioned before, I kind of wanted to tap back into it, is something that everybody always talks, especially in this world, is when it comes to IFSE. So you're saying that's now been integrated into the FM4-1 now?
Yes. So it's more outlined in the ATP that we're updating, but we do place an emphasis on data, whether that's IPSE data, whether that's data from IPSE into Vantage, but just understanding that we need to be able to provide the commanders data to drive their decision-making process, you know, by understanding the capabilities and requirements of HR support, sustainers, commanders can better synchronize the efforts to support the operational plan and increase that overall effectiveness of the force.
And it always goes back to data. And I know data, it seems like it's been the new flavor in recent times, you know, the word of the year. But really and truly, data has always been important throughout history when it comes to armies. You know, you had to know your supplies, you had to know what your count of people and different branches, like, and you had to just, all this data has been vital. It seems now we've become more focused on, especially because we have systems now in place to help us better manage the data and to understand the data. And that's where the key is we could have a whole bunch of data, but if you're overloaded with that and you don't understand it and are able to decipher it, it ain't going to help you at all. So it's good to see how, especially even on, as we're talking today, on the human resources side, how you're utilizing data to help to be able to modernize, to meet the new challenges that we're going to be facing. Because when it comes to HR, you have a lot of data, especially when it comes to personnel, knowing who's coming, who's going, you know, if there was a mass casualty or a unit had lost a lot of personnel, how are they being replaced or being replaced? So these are a lot of things that people need to be aware of and start thinking of. And I think this is where this new FM40 really comes into play on how commanders can truly tap into the power of the HR realm.
Yeah, it's not just, it's just not, like you said, it's not just the data. It's the focus on being able to put that data into some type of visualization tool, not just the data, like you said.
You got to be able to visualize it, interpret it. Because data that's not able to be doing that, it's just taking up space, you know, and it's going to hinder you. If you can't interpret the data or you interpret it wrongly, then it's going to be a hindrance to you. And another area that I know it'd be neat to focus on or to look into is with the release of this new FM and the changes come with transformation and contact. You know, we've talked about TIC before on this podcast. So what, when it comes to the human resources side, like what formations are going to be changing?
So as you know, the change in the FM doesn't necessarily direct changes in the operational environment. So kind of what TIC does, you can kind of see it from the highest levels, right? So right now, probably about 2 months ago, we saw 2 4-star commands come together. You had Training and Doctrine Command, and then you had Army Futures Command. They collapsed into one headquarters, which is now Transformation and Training Command, or T2COM as most people know it. You saw ForceCom be changed and reshaped to Western Hemisphere Command, which is now a 4-star Army Service Component Command, similar to U.S. Army Pacific. Some other changes that we're going to see here in the next 6 to 12 months will be in line with Total Army Analysis, or TA 2933. I can't really lay out what will change. I can tell you the HR positions inside of some of these commands will change with the mergers of headquarters. But due to some non-disclosure agreements, we kind of can't share all the future changes, but some of it will be impactful to specifically the higher level commands as of right now.
And that's all good. I know that sometimes you just can't, you know, announce things too early. You just got to let everything go through the systems before we can start announcing, especially major changes. But like you talked about, like we did see some major changes recently, especially when it comes to T2COM, and to see the impact of that, I can only imagine what that's been like for the HR community having to go through and all these new things are realigning. IPSA has to get updated, all these new positions, and going from 2 giant, you know, formations or commands into now 1. I can only imagine what that would have been like for you all. I mean, I don't know if you provide any insight into what that's been like for all these mergings when it comes to your side of the house.
I can kind of share a little bit. So one of the big things that, you know, we've been told to focus on is HR support elements will need to be more mobile and integrated into tactical formations to a greater degree than in the past. So what that looks like could be small teams going out with a battalion, small teams going out with a company. It could be consolidating, you know, everybody back in the, in certain areas to fight whatever fight happens in the future, whatever the focus is of the future. But I will tell you, we do have to be more mobile and more integrated into those tactical formations because we don't know what they look like in the future.
Exactly. Nobody knows specifically what's all going to be happening. But the fact that we're focusing on mobility, I think that's going to be a key to our success. So is there anything else that we missed today that you want to, talk about or highlight to the community?
Yeah, I got a small note. So the overarching message for FM4-1 and the broader shift in Army doctrine is one of integration. The advice for the sustainment community is to break down the traditional silos, the walls, between the different sustainment functions. So logistics, medical, finance, HR. And we really need to work together as a unified team, because that team going forward may be one finance person, one HR person, one logistics person, one medical person. We don't know, like we talked about. You kind of got to understand your specific functions and how they contribute to the commander's overall plan, and proactively seek out opportunities to collaborate with your fellow sustainers, kind of like what we're doing now. In the context of LISCO, no single sustainment function can succeed on its own. We got to integrate, we got to synchronize all sustainment functions to win the war that happens next and be victorious.
Yeah, I think we could just leave it right there on that note. Like that, got to synchronize all sustainment functions. I mean, that is, we're just going to name that the phrase of the month then, because it's just so true. And that's what we, you know, is the goal of this podcast. The goal, especially today, is just kind of synchronize all our efforts and realize that the sustainment community is very broad. There's so many different facets to it, and we got to be synchronized to be successful in the battlefield and what challenges lie ahead. So I really enjoyed how you kind of laid that out for us. And then, do you have any other good advice for the sustainment community from all your years of experience, or maybe on stuff when it comes to operating through IPSE or just with interacting with HR personnel?
Yeah, so it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about. HR personnel need to understand that we do not just support the people. We are a vital role in sustainment, whether that's building something on the IPSE team that supports 1.1 million people, whether that's writing doctrine that supports, you know, the AG community. But holistically, all of us need to sit in a room together and understand that HR, finance have always been sustainment, and we will always be sustainment. So we're here to work with you guys as long as you're here to work with us.
Exactly. Exactly. We're all one team, one fight. They said sustainment is very broad. There's a lot of different aspects to it. And today we're just talking about another one. And I'm just very happy that we've been able to have you on the show today, Massart. And I know there's going to be many more questions, because I know this FM is, as we talk about, is truly modernizing to the new challenges that we're facing across the force. And just thank you very much for kind of walking us through what this FM does and just how we're going to be able to utilize this to increase the lethality across the force, especially because I know talking about doctrine sometimes can get into the weeds and get dry sometimes. But, you know, thank you very much for really highlighting to the community out there at large just how to utilize this and just how important it is to be synchronized. But so where can people find you at if they want to send their cards and letters for any questions?
Of course, sir. Yeah, it was great to be a part of this podcast. You can find me on Global. I'm the only David Mender in the Army. The AG proponent team does have a group email box. So if you hit me on email, I can get you that. We're on SharePoint. Right now we're in the middle of building a Teams page. So we can kind of hold a lot of lessons learned from the AG community, and we'll even open up to, you know, the rest of sustainment once we get all our information in there, so that, you know, we can be better integrated and everybody can understand everybody.
Perfect. And we'll definitely get some of those links in the show notes as well for the community. But once again, I just want to thank you for taking time today to do this virtual podcast with me, so we can provide the community how to use this FM no matter the branch that you're in. And just once again, thank you so much for coming out today, getting on, and just really providing a great conversation. So I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot, and just thank you so much.
No, thank you, sir. It was great being here.
So as we close out today, just want to remind everybody that, you know, our doctrine, no matter what, if it is an AEP, an FM, ATP, or, you know, you name it, it's always updating to meet the new challenges. That is why you must always stay up to date to see what changes there are out there. You know, check out the Army Publishing Directorate to stay the most up to date. Get into it. Hey, you see a new piece of regulation or doctrine that's updated? get into it, read about it, you know, get that understanding, reach out to those, you know, who are experts in it, and lead the leaders, you know, professional development, lead an LPD with your unit so that you can continue to increase lethality of the force that you're serving in. But that is all we have today, folks. As always, Sustainment Leaders Start Here. See you next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Logstat. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Please share this episode across your formation and leave us a review. If you have a topic you like here discussed, then please reach out to us at armysustainment@army.mil or directly to me on Global at garrett.h.pyle. Follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn at Army Sustainment. We'll see you next time. Sustainment Leaders Start Here.